Houdini's, but we did those commercials. We made them disappear. We are commercial free on the Brad Maga Show. Hey, if you are in an elevator, what's like, like hospitality thing? What are you supposed to do when someone's like, hey, can you press the button for me? Or like, especially if you're in a hotel and you have to like use your key card, would you hit the number for someone for like safety reasons? 314-531-9898. We were telling you that we went on this work trip. The entire Brett Maga Show went to San Diego for like this radio conference convention thing. And every single person on the Brett Maga Show talked about and wrote about an incident that we had in the elevator. As soon as we got to San Diego, like we had just gotten there, and we get in the elevator, and there's another woman in the elevator. And if you missed it yesterday on the show, AB, like literally hours before we had to go to San Diego and catch our flight, was in the emergency room because for whatever reason, you can get an ulcer on your finger. Yeah. I didn't know that was a thing.
Crazy.
She got an ulcer on her finger. So she had to be like wrapped up. So she looked like a mummy hand.
Yeah.
I mean, she looked ridiculous. But she had the mummy hand and she was the closest to the numbers. And she goes to this lady and is like, hey, can you press the button? And what did she say to her? What did she say back to you?
I go, hey, can you press level 8? And she goes, no, but you can.
Yeah, she said it like that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, whoa.
Yeah, no one knew what to do.
Right, yeah.
Hannah hated it.
So I did. My perspective on it was I was so floored. I didn't know what to do in that instance. And now all I feel is regret because I thought that was completely wrong for that woman to just be straight up rude to you and disrespect you. And I feel like as your good friend, I should have stood up and been like, hey, like for one, she's injured. For two, like be nice, be like respectful. That was so unnecessary.
What did she say when we got off the elevator?
She was like, thanks for getting in my elevator.
Yeah. Like, thanks for riding with me.
I was just floored. Like I didn't even know what to say.
I've never had anyone be like that blatantly rude to me, just to my face.
I had to ride a little bit higher. I had to go to
Kevin stayed in there as he got off. Yeah.
So, you know, and I remember it like, okay, when she didn't push the buttons, I jumped in and pushed all the buttons because I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. So, Kevin was the one who started pressing then. Yeah, that's
I'm
right.
Like, okay, well, you know, and I was like, so how's everything going?
You did. You asked
so
her.
I started asking her that.
Did she say terrible?
She said terrible. And then
she did say terrible?
And then she mentioned kind of why she was there. And her husband apparently also did radio because I got his name and we were talking about
it
later on.
Oh, so she was married to someone in radio, so that's why her life was going terrible.
Pretty much. So I kind of understood it and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, well, maybe we were the rude ones, you know, trying to ask her since even though she was closest to the buttons to push the buttons. Like, you know,
how in the hell were we the rude ones?
Because, you know, I thought about this later. I think we might have been.
You know, yeah.
No.
Yeah, like, no. That's not
no.
a job.
No.
No, I honestly, because it happened kind of later. There was a couple in the elevator and I was like, oh, I'm on 7. And they were like, do you got your key? Like they were nervous because of security reasons that I could just go up to random floors. And so they didn't want to press it for me again.
Okay. Regardless of if you were worried about safety, you could have handled it way better than that woman handled it with all of us saying, no, you can. And like having a snarky tone, you can ask, hey, do you have your key card? Like, I just want to make sure, you know, everything's okay.
The other thing I was wondering,
she was so rude.
We kind of got on as it was closing. If the elevator door is closing, is it rude to let it close? Or is it rude to like stick your hand in, you know, like one of those guys, like, throw my bag at the last second, like just catch the next one, bro. I'm like the elevator's closing. I was curious who was in the right or wrong. Like there was a part of me later on when I was like overthinking the situation going, well, if the door is closing, we did kind of get on her elevator. Like everyone wants a peaceful, the most awkward minute of your life is being in the elevator with strangers.
Right.
You don't know what to talk about. You know, you only got to like, you're always like, hi. And it's so awkward. You just sit in silence and you hope not to fart.
Excuse me? Her elevator, is she Miss Hard Rock?
Yeah.
She might have been.
You can't claim an entire elevator just because you get on it first.
If you get an elevator solo, you want to keep it solo.
Right, yeah.
And somebody comes last second, you're kind of like, these
sucks.
People. Yeah. It does suck, see?
No, like that just
sucks for her.
Sucks for her.
Yeah, it does suck for her.
No,
I'm
like,
upset
no,
about it.
No, it's not your elevator. Everybody can get on it.
But we made an impression because
she came back up. See?
Yes, she noticed, and I guess she noticed the mummy hand of AB.
Yeah, I think that she said no, but you can, and then realized she was rude because my hand was wrapped.
Right.
And the next day, I actually got to take the wrap off and just have a Band-Aid. And she found me later in the day and was like, I've been looking for the girl with the hand wrap all day. I know, I see you don't have it on anymore, but I just wanted to apologize. I had a migraine and I was just like not in the mood.
I'm on her side. I've switched sides, guys.
I'm not.
I'm still having a hard time accepting it. I love that she
you can
did
reach
apologize.
Over, you can reach over and press your own buttons.
But there
or
was,
have Kevin do it.
Regardless of whether or not she noticed AB was injured, I still don't believe you have to be that rude to people. Spread kindness, not hate. Not here for it.
What's elevator etiquette? Do you press the buttons for someone? If you press a button on the elevator, are you supposed to ask someone, like, hey, what other buttons do I hit?
Yeah, that's usually the way it is, too.
We you kinda, ask people?
We kind of demanded you press those buttons.
See?
We did not!
I think times have changed. I think you got to press your own buttons now. Times have changed.
Usually, if you're by the buttons, they'll ask, what floor are you on? And they'll press.
It's not that hard.
If they're not by the buttons, you got to press your own buttons.
I don't know. I think elevator etiquette has changed. 314.
Whatever.
531-9890. What's elevator etiquette? Do you press all the buttons for somebody else? Is it your job? Especially when it's one of those key ones where you have to have, it tells you what, like, you can key into the floor. You know, that's what they happened to me later on. And I was like, oh, that's the new etiquette. I just didn't know. Now I've learned.
Forget you and your mom and it's again.
F you is kind of what the lady in the elevator said to us. She was like, hey, I'm not pressing the buttons for you when we got in the elevator. And AB had her hand wrapped because apparently
I was injured.
I was injured with a finger ulcer. Apparently that's a thing. And then I started thinking to myself, you know, like it was one of those places where you had to use your key fob thing and then you press the buttons. Like maybe she was worried about like safety and stuff like that. And then everyone's like, oh, well, she was rude. When we got on the elevator, she's like, thanks for riding with me, guys. Like everybody would rather ride solo than with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
Maybe she was right. Maybe that's just elevator etiquette. I don't know. 314-531-9898. Paul. What's elevator etiquette? When someone asks you when you're in an elevator, do you press the buttons for them?
Well, I'll press the buttons for them if I'm the first one on. There's like some people there. But, AB, you have two hands. You could have pressed the button.
Yeah, I got a second hand.
Right. I had luggage in the other hand. Also,
will,
just be nice.
But I'm an elevator denier, too. If I see someone running toward the elevator, I will press the close button.
Why, though?
If I'm on the elevator and too many people are on it, I will get off the elevator, not at my floor, because I'm not really a people person. I like persons. I don't like people. So, I'll get off an elevator. I'll deny elevator. But I'll press the button, too.
It is literally the most awkward 30 seconds in your life. If you can just avoid that and ride it by yourself, you are just way more peaceful. I do think that most people are kind of like that. Mallory, what's elevator etiquette when you're in there? You're supposed to press it. Do you not press it? Doors closing. Who's being the rude one here?
I think of...
Mallory,
Hannah and AB.
You're with Hannah and AB?
Yes. If you're by the buttons, you push it for people. That's just how it is.
Rule. Cardinal rule.
Cardinal rule.
Yeah. And just be kind.
Yeah. Thank you, Mallory.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Jenny texted in, and I think she has the ultimate solution. I've been beating myself up over, like, oh, my gosh, I wish I would have, like, stuck up for AB, stuck up for us. But Jenny says... I would have Buddy the Elfed it and pressed every single button if she was that rude to me or my friends. That's what we should have done.
God.
And had it stop on every single floor on the way up to 8 and beyond.
Guys, that is hilarious. And I do like the move, but remember, Kevin was going to be the last one off the elevator.
Yeah.
So little love Kevin just standing there super awkward.
Sometimes you got to take a bullet for the team.
Would have sent a message to the elevator lady, though.
If you thought that was where AB's awkwardness ended, you would be wrong. You haven't met AB because it got even more awkward with her. Find out what happened in 3 minutes.
I only talk to God when I...